looking at the communication between your first chakra, which is your root chakra, and your fifth chakra, which is the chakra that's at your throat area. So what we're going to do is first just relax and take a few deep breaths, really get into your body. Notice your feet, your knees, your hips, your chest, and your hands, your head. Just noticing what's going on with all those spaces in your body. Then I want you to sense the energy that's running just below your tailbone in the seat there. That's your root chakra. And the color that's associated with this chakra is red. However, you may not sense a color. You may just sense energy moving there or sensation, lack of sensation. See if you can just kind of imagine turning that on and balancing it with your body. Just with intention. All it takes is intention. There's no right or wrong way to do this, so don't judge yourself for whatever you're picking up on. This is more just to bring awareness to what's happening. Now, the communication center that we're working with is the fifth chakra, but we're going to journey there through the other chakras. So going up into your second chakra, just noticing, pulling energy to that space that's balanced. It's just at your groin area there. Then your third chakra to near your belly button. Your fourth chakra at your heart area. And then up into your fifth, right at your throat. Now just notice what's first going on with your fifth. Does it feel open? Does it feel closed? Do you feel tension there? Maybe you feel ease? Again, no right or wrong answer. Just really checking in with yourself. What's happening here? Take another deep breath. This is going to be a light blue color that's going on right here. And again, you may not sense a color. You may just sense a sensation or get a feeling about what's happening here. This is more just to remind you to notice. Notice your inner wisdom. Now I want you to just kind of visualize a connection between the two centers. So almost like a line coming out in a circular kind of arc from your throat down to your root chakra. And just running energy there. Maybe you are noticing some resistance to the energy running there. You can just poke it a little bit. Shine some light there. See if you can just, not with any effort, because whenever we add effort to it, it creates more of a block, but just notice, is there resistance to this communication? Can you feel tension in your body? Do you feel a sense of blockedness? Maybe you just don't feel anything and it just feels like there's just energy flowing there, but you don't notice. And you got maybe a more of a knowingness about it. Maybe you just know it's blocked. Really, our energy centers work with our intention and our conscious energy to those intentions really helps get things flowing. The mechanics of it is not important. A lot of times we give ourselves too much to-do list on these things. And it's more to keep our left brain happy while we let our right brain reconnect with the bigger picture. Take a few more deep breaths. And now I just want you to validate that it's safe to communicate your needs at all times. I am safe to ask for what I need. I am safe to have what I need. And by communicating my needs, I do not affect the safety of others. I'm grounded in my communication. And what is needed to be communicated is at any given time. Now, I want you to imagine a situation that maybe doesn't feel safe to communicate. Maybe you're wondering if you can ask someone for something, but you think it might create a conflict, which doesn't feel safe to you. Just feel that situation and notice those energy centers that we've just drawn attention to. Do they close up? Do they get tense? Or maybe one of them opens up more than the other. Maybe your safety space runs really high and your communication space shuts down. Or vice versa. Maybe you feel like over need to communicate so that you feel safe. But just really notice how this shifts for you when you think about this scenario of, I'm not safe to communicate this. And listen to your mental chatter for a second. What's going on? What lies are you telling yourself about this situation? Because there are lies in there if you're telling yourself that this cannot be balanced. It's not safe to have balance. That's a lie. Now just see, as you're noticing, don't try to fix anything. Don't make it a problem. But just notice if you can restore the balance in those two energy centers and allowing them to communicate while still kind of holding this scenario in your mind. Does that work for you, or are you still having resistance? If you're still having resistance, it's okay. It may take some time to bring balance to this situation. And you don't have to make it a daily routine to try to fix it. But whenever you feel like you're ready to move forward on this topic, you can listen to this visualization again and just work on continuing to open up that space. All right, now just bring your attention back to that arc between your throat, coming down in kind of a circle down into your root chakra. Just allowing that to be balanced. And with intention, ask yourself to maintain that balance for as long as possible throughout the day. And then just bring yourself back into the world. Open your eyes if you've had them closed and notice your surroundings. Wiggle in the chair and just kind of wake yourself up and see how that feels. And notice the difference that you have in this energy center for the rest of the day. Just take notice of what might have shifted after doing this visualization. And if you've noticed that it shifts back to being closed again, you could just come back and do this again. But don't make it a problem. Again, just notice. All right, if you want more information about some questions to ask yourself on this topic or just more about these topics in general, please visit my blog, www.insightfulinspirations.org. Have a wonderful day.